Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I want to remind you, half hour from now, with breaking news, as a result of the breaking news, Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be here. We just got word that a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into the Jay Jones reckless driving conviction in New Kent County. So that just came down a couple of moments ago, but again, a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into the reckless driving conviction or careless driving conviction in New Kent County. Remember, he was doing 117 miles an hour, 160 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. There we go. 160 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. But the big part of this is what would appear at first blush to be a lie to the court. That 500 hours of community service, he said he did, he actually did for his own political action committee. Absolutely appalling, and you just don't lie to judges. They do not like looking bad, and that's what that does. So, again, at 5:35, Attorney General Jason Meares joining us to talk about this breaking news, a special prosecutor now having been appointed. Last night, I watched a debate. I did. And it was the AI version of Ghazala Hashmi, because Ms. Hashmi is apparently so busy redecorating Joe Biden's basement that she just is unavailable for debates. And my friend John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, who, in all candor, is everywhere all the time talking to anybody and everybody. And I thought it was a one heck of a debate. John, I appreciate you being here. And like, I don't know, millions of people, I guess, at this point, I watched that debate and thought, first of all, it was sad that she won't show up for a real debate. But you just went in there and talked about the issues, man.
Yeah, listen, thank you for watching. This thing's going viral all around the United States and around the world. People calling from, you know, foreign countries like, oh, an artificial intelligence debate. You know, how do you do that? And I'm like, well, first, you have to have someone who is pretty cowardly and arrogant and entitled who won't show up for 1 hour over the course of, what, 125 days right, to do a regular debate. Most politicians, even if they're not great speakers or, you know, they're not the biggest showman, they show up and defend themselves. I mean, it's a part of the job. Mm-hmm. Ghazala Hashmi, I begged her to do debates, 10 debates at the beginning. Please come meet me at National Public Radio in D.C. Come meet me in Richmond. The NAACP wants to do a debate. This group will do a debate. One of the radios said, no, she wouldn't do anything. And I finally got fed up with it. Like, no, lady. This is not acceptable. We're going to expose your positions. We're going to be fair about it. And then I'm going to take the opportunity to share my position. Right. And we waited because I kind of thought she would have you know, after the governor's debate and the AG debate, if anybody was going to drop out, you'd think it was B.J. Jones. I mean, how embarrassing and awful has his situation been? He had the guts to stand up and speak. I thought it was pretty stupid, but he had the guts to stand up and speak because Zahla Hashmi wouldn't do it. So we staged it ourselves, videotaped it, one take, no edits, no teleprompter for me. They kept the questions a secret from me until right before the whole thing started. You know, here's the format. Here's how this is going to go. And no prompting for me. Right. I thought it did pretty well for somebody who just walked in off the street with no rehearsal.
I agree with you. And I think that's a very, very important thing. When you talk about how this whole thing came about, Ghazala Hashmi had every opportunity, as everybody running for office does, to engage in a legitimate debate with her opponent. And you, right out of the gate, suggested 10 debates around the state. Now, in all candor, John, and I said this, I said, well, there was no way she was ever going to accept 10 debates, but how about 5 debates? How about 4? How about 6, right? I mean, that would have been a possibility, even if she said, well, look, the governor and the AG, they're only doing one, I'll do one. Whatever it was, there should have been, and I say this as a voter, there should have been a face-to-face exchange with you and your opponent to discuss issues and answer questions. And her conduct is just nothing short of cowardly.
Yeah, I think most voters, unless you're just a rabid Democrat, I think most voters think that this is a prerequisite for this type of job. I mean, maybe if you're running for dog catcher, you don't do a debate. But, you know, if you're running for lieutenant governor of the state, mm-hmm. and everybody thinks that Ghazala Hashmi will run for governor in 4 years if she gets this job, if she beats me, get ready for, you know, the history-making Ghazala Hashmi as governor in 4 years. I'm sorry, you should stand up and defend what I consider to be a lot of bad ideas, bad votes, bad decisions that have harmed a lot of Virginians. And I see, Jeff, I think it's more than just her being a coward. I think she knows that she's wrong and the Virginians don't buy into putting boys and girls sports. They don't like the fact that their kids were kept out of school for an extra year by her. They don't like changing the state forms from mother to birthing person. Are you kidding me? Everything Ghazala Hashmi has proposed and pushed on the people of Virginia, they don't like. And she's hoping that she can just spend her $2 or $3 million that George Soros and all of the out-of-state Democrats have given her and try to make her look like, oh, I'm such a nice, mild-mannered lady. Don't you want me to help you keep your schools going? And I cannot allow that to happen. I can't. I'm not going to tolerate that.
Absolutely not. John Reed is joining us. John Reed for Virginia.com. I want to remind everybody the website. You can go there. You can watch a replay of this debate. John Reed for Virginia.com. John, one of the concerns I know people have raised as well. Now, look, John Reed was he's the one who created this AI version of Ghazala Hashmi. So he just has her saying what he wants her to say. Explain how the Ghazala AI was created.
Yes, and that's a fair question, and I can understand why someone would challenge me on that. Totally cool. I'm fine. You know me. Mm-hmm. If you got a problem, bring it to me. I'll answer it. I'm not scared. So let me tell you, I hired a guy who had done radio and some television and had been a writer, and I said, I'm not going to look over your shoulder, but I need you to create a facsimile using AI of the top issues for Ghazala Hashmi. The rule is, though, it has to be direct quotes, and they have to be cited. You know, don't paraphrase her or find stupid stuff. And people should go watch it and tell me whether you think this was fair or not. I mean, even the Democrats who've been super crazy critical today, they haven't been able to point out where I got it wrong. Like, oh, that's not what she thinks. Or she never said that. No, they just don't like the idea that we had the debate. And so all of this was generated through AI, but it was all cited as a direct quote from her, from interviews on different radio programs and television programs, print interviews, and from her own website. And honestly, I watched, you know, it's different when you're doing it, but when I watched the final product last night, I thought, well, damn, I was a little too fair. You know, mm-hmm. I probably should have rigged it a little bit more to make myself look good, because I was the one winging it, you know, with no preparation. At least, you know, the person who put all this together used comments that she had made. I don't even know if she's capable of putting a string of thoughts together on her own, because she doesn't do anything in public. Nobody gets to see her.
Yeah. And again, interest of full disclosure here, you did not receive any of the information ahead of time. You walked in there, if I understand it correctly, and again, I watched it, and I think I understood the rules and the setup, but you walked in there and stood and answered the questions as they were presented to you. Nothing ahead of time.
Nothing ahead of time. 15 minutes before we started the taping, they gave me the list of topics that were going to be included. Mm-hmm. And they said, this is the way this is going to go. I hadn't even seen the final look of the whole thing. I mean, I helped set up the podium and the you know, blue curtains.
Yep.
But I didn't know what the actual format was going to be. And, you know, most of the time, if it's a real debate, everybody agrees to the format 2 or 3 months in advance. And the candidates are in some hotel room for a week, yep, you know, rehearsing. And, oh, here's the zinger you're going to use. And
that's
right. Let's get all this data. It had been like a 12-hour day for me. I walked into the place where we taped it right off the street. I actually thought I looked pretty tired when I watched the video. But I deserve to be tired because I've been working my butt off here.
Yeah.
And, people should watch it for themselves, and I think you will see the difference between the radical policies of Ghazala Hashmi, which are accurate, and someone like me who comes in off the street and has to, you know, stand on his own 2 feet and defend himself and defend what I believe in and push back on the bad ideas that will crush Virginia that she's pushing right now.
I could not agree with you more. She's a radical. She is an extremist. I look at her standing with the pro-Hamas crowd, and I think it's just absolutely, absolutely sickening.
We didn't even get to that in the debate.
I know.
I was so disappointed that wasn't included, you know?
Well, look, you have, what, 12 days left? Maybe a special focus group. Yeah, yeah. This microphone, of course, is always open for her. We invited everybody,
And she's never called you back, has she?
Oh, God, no. 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 And
huh.
I would tell you that I'm surprised, but, you know, who are we kidding?
Right.
But for the sake of a debate, though, you know, I've certainly done those, and I make no apologies for what I believe or which side I'm on, but I'd like to think I'm a relatively fair guy, and if she would have agreed, no offense, John, I probably would have asked you the toughest questions.
I know, and I'm prepared for that.
Yeah.
And you and I are friends. I mean, everybody knows that. But I expect when I come on the radio for you to treat me like any other candidate, maybe even be a little harsher. And that's fine. I can handle it. I've not turned down interviews.
Right.
You know, right before I got on the air with you, I was talking to a lady who's doing a podcast. I'm unfamiliar with her. I didn't know her. I didn't know whether she was really friendly or not. But I need the media coverage, to be honest with you. And I'm not scared of reporters. I think a lot of politicians are scared of media people and reporters. So you know what? If you want to do this job, you better get out there and talk to the people. And that's what I'm doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Heck yeah. The biggest question that I get, and I get it every single day, I get it multiple times a day, I want you to answer it because it is all about
okay.
you. The question is, why do we not hear any John Reed for Lieutenant Governor ads?
Because my wonderful friends in Washington, you know, who want to win so much, refuse to give any money. I mean, people in Richmond have been really good to me, but... You know, Ghazala Hashmi got, what, $1.3 million from Democrat slush funds like the Democrat Lieutenant Governors Association.
Right.
And the people in D.C., I mean, they don't. Wow. They say they want to win, but I don't know, man. I'm willing to work my butt off for an entire year and watch my savings dwindle to nothing and try to save Virginia on my own back. And they don't want to give any money. Okay. There you go. I mean, I got my answer. I just know that I'm going to remember that. Next time somebody calls me for money, I'm going to remember that. Next time and if I win, let me tell you something, Jeff. If I win this, it's going to be a miracle, and I'm not going to owe a damn thing to anybody. And I'm going to let them know it, too, when they call me and start saying, oh, you know, you need to – no. You get off the phone. You didn't take my call. You didn't give me any money. You didn't support me. So get the hell out of here. I'm telling you right now.
I love it. Well, look, I'm looking forward to Lieutenant Governor John Reed, a thoroughly independent person up there.
Independent-minded. You got it, man. And I think people are going to like that.
I think
right?
so, too. Well, John, again, I thought it was a great job on that debate. I continue to... be very proud of my support for your candidacy. I'm looking forward to the election. About 12 days left. I still want people to go. JohnReedForVirginia.com. And if you're so inclined, I know you can help John out over there, even if some of the D.C. bigwigs will not. And you're a good guy. Keep at it, brother. That is John Reed. Yes, he is my friend. And yes, I am happily voting for him. And I tell you that I also would have happily had a conversation with State Senator Ghazala Hashmi. And she has not even returned calls or emails. So that phone that's not ringing, it's probably her. It is 520 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.